hello there, Take Two family. This is your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie and you. And this is our urgent prayer request show. God, I need you now. Right now, I need you now. So if you're listening to the show, we are live, we're taking your calls, and we want to storm heaven together. So here's how it works. All you got to do is stop what you're doing and call this number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And you will speak to Matt, and he's wonderful to talk to. He'll chat with you for a few minutes. You'll share your prayer intention, your requests. Keep in mind that we like to pray specifically in detail. So if you can give us the first name of the person, that would be great. If not, that's okay, because God knows who that is. I have the prayer book out. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and I am here to receive your calls and your prayer intentions. Why? Because I'm saying this and we mean it. We believe in the power of prayer. We have seen the miracles, big and small and everything in between. We love to praise God. If you have a praise report, please stop what you're doing and make the phone call so we can thank God together. Let's do this together, and you will see. You will see, if you have the eyes to see, the spiritual eyes to see, you will see the miracles. And the miracles don't only just come in a physical healing. They come in an emotional, spiritual, mental healings, all sorts of things. So let's go big with God. Are you with me? Call in. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. Maybe you need that prayer support team. Maybe you want to have just a big, huge, worldwide family praying with you as you get God's attention. But you got to call in, or you got to send it in, put it in the chats, or you got to text us. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response, then you text us your first name and your intention or prayer request. Just know that message and data rates may apply. So you text the letters EWTN to 58177. I'm waving to everybody on the chats. Put your prayer intentions there. I get all of those. They Pedro puts them on the show document so I can read them to the world, because this is a worldwide platform. But if you can come on air with me, then we can chat a little bit about what's going on so we can pray more specifically. Again, if you have a praise report, I need to hear that. Why? Because that builds confidence, and it builds confidence in God. People start to really see the results of prayer. Prayer works. Prayer is needed. More graces are needed. We have to ask for those graces. We have to be open and receptive to those graces. Let's go, you guys. God, I need you now, right now. Urgent prayer requests. Please dial in. We're very friendly. Matt's on the phones. Rich is at the controls today. Pedro's on social media. I believe Ace is helping out as well. So we got a full show team in place. Now we wait for you. So if you're listening, we are live. We got our first caller already to come on air with us. We're just going to take them in the order that they come in. And so please dial in now. Don't wait till the end of the show. If we don't get you on air, I will go back and put you in the prayer book. But I can tell you, I've got a couple little mini miracles I'm going to share. So this is pretty amazing. But the number to get in on the action here to really just overwhelm, if you will, heaven with our prayers, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. If there's something on your heart, your mind, something that's bothering you, please let's take it to prayer together. Okay? So that's how it works. That's how you can get in touch with us. Let's go to Wendy. Wendy's in Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. And Wendy, we have a praise report. Oh, this is awesome. We're going to start with the praise report. Hi, Wendy. Wendy, are you with us? Okay, there you go. Wendy, are you there?
I am. Yes. Good morning from where I'm at.
Awesome. Yeah, you go right ahead, Wendy. You're going to start with a praise report. This is so exciting.
Yes. Back in December or so, maybe even a little later than that, I had called in just tears. My niece was pregnant at the time. Looked like it was a divorce going through, which is still going through. But beautiful, healthy, 8-month-old girl, just making milestones like a rock star.
Beautiful.
My mother has been through so many major surgeries and has come out healthy, cognitively, beautiful, physically, and she's 81.
Wow.
I mean, even the doctors were like, you shouldn't be here. And she goes, because of God, I am. Mm-hmm. And because of everyone that is praying for us.
Amen.
My sister still hangs in there, although she's got way too much on her shoulders. She still works, and work is getting very hard. A lot of cutbacks and whatnot. Plus with the shutdown in Washington, payments of our paychecks may stop at the end of October, and the shutdown looks like it may continue. So let's pray for all those that are suffering from that and beg God to get this done and get it done right. Mm-hmm. You know, may our leaders truly hear God's will. During all this, I have been broken so many times in the best ways. I have fallen and learned how humble I need to become. God has shown me time and time again, and every time I break, I get closer to God's will, and that's all I beg for anymore. I want God's will in a way I cannot explain.
Amen,
I surrender.
Amen. I'm right with you, Wendy. I love it. And you know what? The think of it as being being opened, right? So it's not really a breaking. It's breaking open, right? And so it's the most beautiful thing, because that means you are receptive to the graces, and the graces will come, and the clarity will come, that's why I've said this. We have to make this simple, because it is simple. The easiest way to do it is get in a state of grace, stay in a state of grace, and so you can receive the messages. You can move forward with things that are unfolding in your life and in other people's lives, like you shared with your family. And just know that each time you're trying your hardest to stay in alignment with God's will. It is that simple. It's the most difficult thing to do for people, I guess. But I tell you, if we keep reminding people, if they get on that path, and what a perfect day on this feast day of St. Teresa of Avila, where she would say all the time to her sisters, begin again, begin anew. Start today, folks. Wendy, I'm right with you. God bless you. I've got everybody in the prayer book. I've got you in the prayer book. This is awesome. Thank you for starting off with this praise report, and we will continue the prayers. You hear the music. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we are going to get to the phones. We've got everybody's lining up really fast, full phone lines plus, but keep calling. We have an on-deck circle as well at 833-288-3986. Welcome to our prayer show. This is the second one of the month. We do two dedicated prayer shows a month, and this is God, I Need You Now, Urgent Prayer Requests. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and I really expect you to call in if you believe in the power of prayer. We started with Wendy, who gave us a great praise report, and I just loved Wendy's spirit and her passion. It was an amazing call to get us started. Javier is going to be next from San Antonio. Javier, hold on. I want to share something that folks can go and get right now at EWTNRC.com. It's an ebook, and it's Advent and Christmas with Mother Angelica, Cultivating a Faithful Heart for Christmas with Mother Angelica. Regardless of what pain or burden you may be carrying, Mother Angelica invites you to discover the lasting peace and happiness found in the child who is coming, and offers you ways to add straw to his manger. I just love that concept. There, in this ebook, you'll find things like the best gifts you can give to Jesus and others. You'll also be able to pick up ways to really get into the season better. And that's the beautiful thing of these ebooks, is that it takes you deeper. So please consider going to EWTNRC.com and look around at everything that you think may make a great gift, or for yourself or for others, and consider purchasing it. Because if you get little ways, think about this, folks, if you get little ways to go deeper, okay, you will come out better. You will come out closer to God. If you give these kinds of gifts, like this ebook, to somebody else, they'll learn ways to counter materialism and all sorts of things like that, and about this whole season's greetings concept, right? They'll learn that. What to do if you're lonely, depressed, or grieving during the holidays. We all know people that go through that. So it's Advent and Christmas with Mother Angelica. Cultivating a Faithful Heart for Christmas with Mother Angelica, available at EWTNRC.com. Okay, Javier is up next in San Antonio, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network. Javier, welcome to the program.
Hello. I didn't know this was about miracles. I thought it was just a prayer request, but
it is.
I can work miracles.
It is a prayer request.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to request prayers for the persecuted church around the globe. Mm-hmm. I know lots of people are suffering for their faith in Christ. We could just pray for them.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting you're saying this because I just received a few different news reports about what's going on with the Christian faithful in places like, you know, remote places of Africa and other places. And, you know, you're absolutely right, Javier, in the sense that we as people of this day and age, right, we get caught up in what's current and what pertains to us. But when we look at the persecuted church, that pertains to us because it's the body of Christ. So we should take notice. We should go to prayer. We should dedicate novenas and prayers and masses and everything we can to stop the persecutions. Javier, I completely agree with you. And I'm so glad you put that in the prayer book. And Javier, I put you in the book as well for any private or personal intentions, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you for having such a big heart. That's a beautiful prayer intention and request. Okay, we're going to go to Veronica in North Dakota on Real Presence Radio. Veronica, when we titled this show, God, I Need You Now, it sounds like you really need God now. You're going to something very exciting in a couple hours. Tell us.
Right. I have a job interview.
Nice. Okay, so what would you like? I mean, of course, we're going to pray that if it's God's will, you get this job. But do you want us to pray anything specifically right now that could maybe move that in that direction?
Yes, I would love it if our listeners would share with me an urgent, heartfelt prayer to St. Joseph, who after a novena, on the ninth day of the novena, I got the call to come in for this interview.
Wow. To the novena to St. Joseph? You did one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So
and I don't like novena.
Oh, you don't? And you did it? And
but
you...
it was recommended to me by some people in a healing prayer circle, and so I did what they recommended, and St. Joseph, I believe, helped me out a great deal to get to this point. So
okay.
They would join with me in asking him to continue walking with me this afternoon, I'll be very grateful.
Absolutely. Okay, and we will definitely ask St. Joseph to be with you during this, and if it's God's will, that you get it now. And a couple things. So take two family members that are listening right now. Please pray the St. Joseph Memorare for Veronica and her job interview that's coming up in a couple hours. And then, Veronica, not if, when you get that job, this job or another job that is suited, and you know that it's St. Joseph, please consider getting a small medal, a prayer card, or a small statue of St. Joseph, have it blessed, and put it prominently in your home. Would you consider doing that?
Yes.
Okay, good. Good. Okay, perfect. Okay, so here, Veronica, we expect a call back in like a day or two. You can just call in and let Matt know that you got the job, okay?
I sure will. I look forward to that possibility.
All right. Sounds great. You sound so super confident. I love that. So go in there strong and let's see where this goes. Great, great call, Veronica. Thank you so very much. Okay, thank you. God bless you. Okay, the Take Two family is saying the St. Joseph Memorare for Veronica. Thank you, guys. You all the prayer warriors, you guys are awesome. Julie's up next in Greensboro, Georgia on the iHeart Radio app. Hi, Julie. Welcome to the program.
Hi, I'm calling, and I need the Lord's Prayer. I need him now.
Mm-hmm.
My dear friend Donna, her grandson has leukemia. He's 7 years old. His name is Gordy Jr. They're doing a spinal tap now to see if the tumor has shrunk. Mm. He's about 3.5 weeks into chemotherapy, and he has a tumor in his throat. So if we could have the world lift him up and pray for a miracle to heal this young man at 7 years old.
Absolutely. Julie, I didn't quite catch his first name. Could you say it again slowly and nice and loud?
Absolutely. It's Gordy Jr.
Okay.
He's 7 years old. Gordy Jr.
Gordy with a G?
Yes.
Okay, Gordy.
G-O-R-D-Y.
Gotcha, Gordy Jr. Okay, spinal taps are very painful. Oh, so we also have to pray that this young, strong boy can get through all of that. So we will definitely storm heaven. Julie, is Gordy Jr., is the family, are they Catholic?
Yes, my friend sent me a picture of the father and the young man and Monsignor sitting next to them praying and supporting.
Perfect. Okay, so you do know to go to the newest saint, St. Carlo Acutis, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And one other prayer. My dearest friend, Father Dominic Chuka, he just gave me that young saint's name, and he is has 2 more weeks of chemotherapy. So if we could lift up also Father Dominic Chuka in prayer. I feel like we've had a miracle because they got the cancer for him, but now he's got 2 more weeks of chemo.
Oh boy. Okay. Okay. And Julie, I put you in the book too. If you have any intentions for yourself or your family, I've got you in the book as well. Okay.
Thank you so much for this platform. I'm so happy to be able to call in.
Absolutely.
And spread the prayers.
Absolutely. But keep us posted. You know, one thing we want to do is make sure we close all the prayers, right? So we want to be able to have folks call back and give us updates. So make sure you do that if anything significant happens, Julie, so we can praise God. We can also maybe amp up the prayers a little more. Whatever we need to do, we'll do. That's not the problem. The problem is sometimes we lose track of the Take Two family members. So if you feel inclined to call back and with giving us updates, please do so, Julie, okay?
I absolutely will, or contact you, email or text.
Perfect. Thank you so much. That's a great reminder. Julie just gave me a reminder. You guys can always email us updates at take2, or you can spell it out, T-W-O. So take2@EWTN.com. It comes right to Jerry's inbox, my inbox, and our producer, Michael. So the three of us get the emails right away. Kiona Marie on text says, prayer request for urgent conversion of the heart of my husband, Oscar, my daughter, Maria, and my sons, Mario, Mauricio, and Mark. You've got it. We've got you in the prayer book. Thank you for texting. And the way Kiona Marie did that is texted, super easy to do. I'm just going to pull that back up again. But I do have a open phone line if somebody wants to jump in. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You can text us by doing this. It's super easy. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. Then text us your first name and your brief question or your comment or your prayer request or anything brief, you know, in a brief fashion there. Just know that message and data rates may apply. I just got a message that just came in. A Take Two family member is going to the chapel now. They're taking the prayer intentions with them. Thank you so very much. Everybody's got to do their part. If you're wondering how do I participate? Well, you're listening to this broadcast. Okay, you're hearing the prayer intentions. Jot them down on a little notepad or something of that nature. Take them with you to Mass. Stop off at church and visit the Blessed Sacrament. Stop and have a Mass said. If you work at the church, maybe you could get a Mass said for the Take Two family prayer intentions. Pray a decade of the rosary. Please just start picking up your rosaries and pray the rosary as you hear these prayer requests come in. That is how you are part of the praying family of Take Two. So you've got to do your part. Everybody that's listening, do your part. If you can't do anything else, you can't do the rosary. rosary, can't go to Mass, can't go to adoration, you can't do anything right now because you're too busy, say an Our Father, a Hail Mary, and a Glory Be. But say them really slowly and intentionally, because that has less is more, and it goes a long way. Believe me when I tell you, it goes a long way. Okay, I just got another message that said, I mentioned an ebook about Mother Angelica, and it had to do with Advent and Christmas. Where do we find it? EWTNRC.com. Okay, I'm trying to go as fast as I can. Here we go. Sandy in Madison, Alabama, on Sirius XM 130. You're up next. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, this is Sandy from Alabama, and I wanted to give a praise report. When my father was 88 years old, God answered our prayers that he came into the Catholic Church. And this is significant. My mother had Alzheimer's and stuff, but anyway, it was great. Mm-hmm. Then at age 92, God answered prayers because he allowed the surgeon to remove his Merkel cell cancer from his leg, which Merkel cell is a very aggressive form of cancer. That prayer was answered. And then I just want to ask God if he could please restore Dad's hearing, because now he's going to turn 97 soon. Years of farming took its toll, and he just really can't hardly hear, even with hearing aids.
Aww.
So that's my prayer. And if I can sneak this in for a reversion of my two sons, adult sons, if they come back to the Catholic faith. And thank you very much.
You got it. You got it, Sandy. And thank you for that, the praise reports and the development of your dad coming into the church. That's huge. But Sandy, real quickly, do you feel comfortable just giving us your father's first name? Because if we're going to pray for hearing, we want to go very specific. So do you feel comfortable
Delbert.
Giving us?
Got yes. it. Delbert. D as in dog. E-L-B-E-R-T. And
got
thank
it.
You again, everyone.
You're welcome, Sandy. Thank you so very much. We love this because we believe in the power of prayer. I'll keep saying it the whole entire hour because I have seen the results. I'm living on prayer, guys. I am living on prayer. I'm telling you that right up front. That's my life. So I believe in it so very much. That's why we're willing to do two prayer shows a month, because we've seen what's happening in people's lives. We got another text that came in. Please pray for our youngest daughter, Jessica. She has such bad anxiety. I'd so much appreciate it. Absolutely. We will pray for Jessica. Go to Padre Pio, please, when you have anxiety, when you have anything like that. Did you know, I think it's St. Teresa, it might be St. Teresa of Avila is the patron saint of headaches. If you have any headaches, I'm almost positive St. Teresa of Avila is the patron, and it's her feast day today. So if you have a headache, go to St. Teresa of Avila. This is her feast day. Padre Pio for anxiety. Guys, these Church Triumphant, they are here for us. We don't tap into the Church Triumphant enough. Those who have made it to heaven, we should. And we should tap into the graces, and we should tap into the angels, the holy angels. So let's really go strong for those that are dealing with anxiety. I'm going to say hello to Adele in Oklahoma on Oklahoma Catholic Broadcasting. Adele, you may have to hold on through the break, but you start. Go ahead. Welcome.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am. You're gonna start, but I may have to just cut in because we have a break.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay. This is a prayer request for a daughter-in-law of my deceased husband, who is the sole support of her family. She has a disabled husband and three college-aged children at home. She just lost her job due to a reduction in force, and it's a pretty desperate situation. She really needs a good job. She needs a miracle.
She does need a miracle. Let me ask you a couple questions, so stay with me through the break. Is she a believer?
Yes, she's a believer. She's a strong Catholic. She loves the Lord, and she's trusting. But this is a real test of faith.
Sure it is. It definitely is. How is her emotional state? Is she holding up?
As far as I know, this just came to my attention yesterday. I think it happened a couple of days ago, and she's been trying to digest the whole situation. But it's been a whole life of hardship in their family, and this is just the next thing.
The next thing. Okay, hold on. Please don't go anywhere, Adele. I've got one more suggestion before we let you go. You hear the music. We're going to take that quick break, and then when we come back, more of your calls, urgent prayer requests today. Okay. God, I need you now. This is our urgent prayer request show. We're talking to Adele in Oklahoma. And I just wanted to share, because so many affiliates are doing fine work for many years around the country, reaching souls, and they bring programs like Take Two so that everybody can participate. Congratulations to another EWTN radio partner. Ablaze Radio, serving Duluth, Georgia, is celebrating 10 years with us. Congratulations to Ken and Patricia Shivers and everyone at WNRE from your friends here at EWTN. Great job, you guys. Ablaze Radio going strong for 10 years. Think how many souls are being reached because of the hard work that people are doing behind the scenes to make this possible. We're speaking to Adele in Oklahoma. Adele, I've got just a couple suggestions. You probably thought of it maybe already, but you said you just received this information yesterday. But please, if you can somehow convey this message to your daughter-in-law, when everything seems like it's swirling around you and it's happening so quickly, Adele, and it's she is the closest. The veil is so thin right now. So her opportunity to tap into the graces and the blessings from all of heaven above is right there. And the way to make it, the way to make that even more effective, if you will, or that she can feel it, is that we have to support in the prayer for her that she receives it and she's open to it instead of feeling like she's in survival mode. Okay. So the first thing is we gotta make sure we pray that she doesn't get into that sense of survival mode. She actually gets into a sense of it already thanking God for the beautiful outcome that's about to happen. Okay. So that's number one. Number two, we've got to add a tiny little fasting and almsgiving. So she can do it, or you could do it for her, or somebody else in the family could do it, but a little bit of fasting. And as soon as I say fasting, everybody thinks of food. You don't have to do that. This is how little it can be, folks. It's mind-blowing. Let's say you spend 30 minutes on social media. You just tell yourself, I'm going to do 20 minutes instead of 30 minutes. And that 10 minutes, I am offering that to so that there can be a grace and a benefit for your daughter-in-law, Adele. And that's how quickly it goes. And then almsgiving, giving in charity when no one else is around, when you know there's no fanfare or anything like that. You really are giving from the heart. A little bit goes a long way with God. I have seen, and I'm telling you this, I've seen it. Guys got to trust me. I've seen miracles instantly. That's how quick God responds when we put a little bit of effort extra than what we're doing. So I'm sure you probably thought of that already, Adele, but I just wanted to toss that in there in case anybody else is listening with the same situation. Any quick comments before I let you go?
Thank you. I appreciate that. I've also been petitioning St. Joseph, St. Jude, and I think Our Lady Undoer of Knots.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Perfect. Very good. And then also ask her who her go-to saint is. And then we bombard that saint. We get the attention. You know, people think it's funny, but I'm telling you, it's true. God wants us to band together, to group together, lock arms, and do this together. He loves that participation. He loves when we cooperate. So we do it together. So I just wrote that down, that you're going to St. Jude, St. Joseph, and Lady Undoer of Knots. Great choices. Okay, thank you, Adele. And Adele, I put you in the book, too, for any intentions.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your program so much. Thank you.
Oh, and keep us posted when she gets a better job and things are looking bright, okay?
Yes, thank you. I will.
All right. Thank you. We're going to go to Grace in San Antonio, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Grace. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, but it sounds like you've got an emergency here. What's going on?
Yes, it's a matter of fact, I'm sitting here in the lobby in the hospital, Christa Santa Rosa Catholic Hospital, and I'm just called to ask for a prayer for my daughter. She's having a heart surgery at 12 o'clock today. Oh. I'm here in the lobby, and I'm going up to see if I still can see her, but I was waiting for you. So you can please pray for my daughter and also pray for my son. He also is going through a lot of health problems. Probably cancer, but I pray to God they're not. My prayer is in emergency.
Yeah.
And I know this program is about miracles, and I have so many miracles, but right now I need prayers for my daughter. Her name is Laura.
Laura. Okay, I was going to ask you, Laura. Okay, so hold with me for just a second. I know you're about to go to where she's probably getting ready for surgery.
Yes.
Okay,
and
Laura's
waiting. Okay. I don't want to leave without talking to you.
Oh, okay, good, Grace. So hold on. I want to appeal to all the Take Two family. You've got Take Two family all around the world. Everybody, please stop what you're doing right now. Stop what you're doing. And please at least say an Our Father, a Hail Mary, and a Glory Be for Laura and the success of this surgery and the surgeons that are going to perform this operation, that Laura comes out so wonderful, renewed. She feels good. She's already recovering. She's doing great. Her heart is in a good condition. We've got to go big, okay? You can hear in Grace's voice, she's the mother who's so concerned for her son and her daughter, but her daughter's going into surgery. So please, everyone, I don't know if you can feel it, Grace. I can feel it. People are praying right.
I can feel it.
I feel it,
and
too.
I trust in God. Trust in God, and I trust in the prayers.
Amen. Amen. Okay, hold on to that feeling, because people are praying. And please let Laura know she's got a big family around her. Grace, when everything calms down and you have a little time, either call back or email us and let us know how Laura's doing, okay?
Thank you. And okay. Amen for all of those prayers and those people.
Absolutely. And I've got you in the book too, Grace. Stay strong. You're a beautiful mom. Beautiful mom. Thank you. Whew, wow. I could feel it. I don't know if Grace and I felt it. So we feel pretty certain that you guys are praying. So thank you. Please continue to pray for Laura throughout the entire day and tomorrow. Remember, coming out of surgery is one of the most difficult times. So you want to make sure you keep up the prayers. Okay. Gina is in Chicago, Illinois on Alexa. Hi, Gina. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Debbie. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. I'm so happy to hear that. Mm-hmm. I just want to let you guys know I'm praying for Laura and for everyone. God bless. I wish them nothing but the best and a wonderful outcome.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm calling with a little bit of situation in my family. My brother-in-law is suffering from these really bad, we thought they were seizures at first. Now they might be muscular seizures of some sort. Mm-hmm. And he is almost like totally incapacitated. And we're trying to get to the bottom of this with tests and the neurologist. And this started a couple years ago. He had spinal damage from the type of work he did for like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he's young. He's only 44. He's a Christian. We're Catholic, though.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's really suffering. These past 2 weeks have been very terrible for him. So I just want to pray, have everyone pray for him, that we could get to the bottom of this and get this under control so he could start living his life again.
Right. You got it. Okay, so a couple things, Gina, and I put you in the book as well. Do you feel comfortable giving us his first name? If you don't, it's okay.
Yes, Domingo. We call him Junie, though.
Junie, okay, Domingo, okay. And you said he's a Christian believer, but he is not Catholic Christian. Okay, is he open to going to any type of healing masses? Is he open to that?
I can ask him.
Okay, let me share with you why I say that. Now, these are just inspirations. I feel when we do these prayer shows, I've felt them for 10 years. So if it is of God, then we know, because the fruits of that, right? I felt so strongly he needs to be in front of a healing priest or going to a healing mass. Now, if he's unwilling to do that, I know this is strange, but you guys go to the healing mass for him, okay? So you stand in.
I've been to one for myself, actually, and I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've been, because I'm sick myself. So, like, if he won't go for him and have him in, like, when we do for church, because we've been doing that church, my mom and I go to mass.
Right.
And we go and for him and put him in the book. So try to get him there or go for him.
Yes. Yes. But there's one extra thing I want you to do. And because we're definitely going to pray for you, because it's, you sounds like you need those prayers too. So I'm glad I put you in the book. And so you're in the book too. So just remember that. Okay. Bring a picture. If he won't go or he's unwilling to go right now, bring a picture with him. Bring a picture with him, to call to mind. You know, I know you put him in the prayer book. That's great. But bring a picture. And then after the healing service, bring it up to the priest and say, this is my brother-in-law. He's a believer. He's Christian, but he's not Catholic. And I'd really like some special prayers for him. It's just, I can't stress it enough. The more we have the visual images, the more we call to mind in prayer, the more we focus our intentions in a certain way, God responds. And he responds for many reasons. The reasons are because we're making that extra effort. The extra effort gets a lot of attention from heaven. So I would really suggest that for your brother-in-law, but I would suggest to do it within the next, you know, couple days or weeks, as quick as you can get to somebody, because you're in Illinois, so you probably have a lot of churches around you. So you could go ahead and find a priest that maybe you could just even have them pray over you for what you're going through, Gina, and then also for your brother-in-law. Okay.
Okay, sounds good. And could you also please put my sister Laura in there and my entire family? The poor thing, she is really going through it. She doesn't know whether she's coming or going, and she's, you know, just trying to take care of everything, and I feel so bad for her, you know.
You got it. You got it. I love your heart. Beautiful heart you have.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. And I pray for you, for your eyesight.
Thank
you. Please tell Jerry I said hello. This is the second time I'm calling. Mm-hmm. I love you all, and I pray for the Take-Two family. I remember you guys when I go to church, and everyone's intentions, and may Jesus' face shine upon everybody.
Yes. Oh, beautiful. Thank you. You're such a great family member. I love that. Thank you, Gina. Okay, God bless you. And we've got it covered. The prayers are already happening, so this is so good. That's what I love about the Take-Two family. You guys are so fast. We're going to go to Maria in Midland, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hello, Maria. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm calling in regards to the lady that called for the little boy, Gordy.
Mm-hmm.
My son was 12 years old when he was diagnosed with T-cell leukemia. And we prayed the rosary. The people at church found out about it. They did a lot of praying. They did a lot of masses. They gave us only 10% of him surviving. When the doctors came in to let us know what was going on, the doctor asked me, do you want me to tell them what's going on, or do you want to tell them? And I said, no, I'll tell them. And I said, you know, this is going on. It's very serious. And we had talked about, you know, sometimes people dying very early age and going home to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, maybe God is calling you home. And he looked up to me with a smile on his face, and he said, Mom, it's not time yet. So that was my answer. Mm-hmm. That was for me. I believe that him telling me that was for me. And I said, okay, it's going to be a rough road. It's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy, but we're going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went to a religious store before he started chemotherapy, and the lady there said, buy a St. Benedict's medal. And we looked for it. He found it. And then the lady told him, whenever you're fixing to take medication, whatever it is, put your medal inside the water, and it's going to work for you. It's going to be taken care of.
Wow.
And he did it with so much faith. Right now, he's 37 years old.
Oh,
they
wow.
told him that he would never have kids. He has a son. And it's all to the glory and praise of God.
Amen.
That was a miracle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Praise be to God. And St. Benedict, I wrote that down. That is amazing. May I ask, is your son still close to St. Benedict? And is your son still close? Is he deep in his faith?
He is not deep in the faith, but he has his medal still. He wears his medal with mm-hmm. the miraculous medal. Both together in a crucifix that he wears every day. Wow. And I talk to him, and he's coming with me to certain things at church. Mm-hmm. So I believe he's not far from coming back truly mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and staying in the faith.
Right. Could you do me a little favor, Maria? Your story is incredible. By the way, I put you in the prayer book and any other attentions. But Maria, could you ask your son if he would be willing to pray for Gordy Jr., to pray for him? Because, you know, there's something about when we partner up, when we team up together, God really loves that. And your son went through this, and it went through a very, very, you know, difficult time where you said you only 10% of a chance of survival. And yes. Now look at him, 37 years old. He has a son. Could you ask him to possibly just remember Gordy Jr. in his prayers?
I will. I will do that. And can I also ask you if you can put in your prayers, Christian, that's mm-hmm. his son, my son's, son, my grandson Christian. Mm-hmm. We don't know what's going on with him. He keeps fainting. Mm-hmm. He's going to go through a battery of tests to see what's going on. I just pray to God that it's nothing serious.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And I have three ladies that I pray for every day. One of them, her name is Terry. She's fighting cancer for the fifth time.
Mm.
I'm sorry. And I have another one. Her name is Maricela. She's fighting cancer for the second time.
Mm.
And I just found out of another lady. Her name is Linda. And she's fighting cancer also.
Ooh, Maria, I have to tell you, I'm hearing this all the time now. I mean, but when I was young, you know, when all of us were younger, we never even heard of cancer. And then when you finally started to hear about cancer, you were like, oh my goodness, now people are fighting it two and three and five times. I mean, we really have to rely on prayer, because some of these things are so far beyond us, and we've just got to storm heaven together. So I've got Terry and Linda and Maricela in the prayer book as well with you. Okay, Maria?
Thank you so much, Debbie. Thank you, and God bless all of you. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. We're family, so we do this together. Thank you. Yeah, amen.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to get to Christina in just a moment. I want to just share with our listeners about Anchored in Hope. And that's what we need right now. We need a lot of hope. Anchored in Hope is another great podcast on EWTN's Podcast Central. It's a weekly podcast devoted to bringing hope through the good news of Jesus Christ. Father Larry Richards helps you discover the reason for your hope. You can hear this and other faith-filled podcasts from our friends and affiliates around the world at EWTN's Podcast Central. Visit EWTN.com/podcast today. Okay, we're going to go to Christina in Michigan. If you want to get a quick call in, I've got the prayer book out. Any urgent prayer requests, just dial quickly and give it to Matt, or we can get you on air. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. But you got to go fast, guys, if you want those prayer intentions in. Christina in Michigan on Sirius XM 130. You're up next. Hi, Christina.
Hi.
Hi.
My children and I could really use a miracle. We are suffering from a vitamin toxicity that was brought on by this vitamin I took when I was pregnant with my kids, who are 14 and 17.
Mm.
And my 14-year-old daughter thought she was dying last year, and we saw many, many specialists till I finally figured out she had the same toxicity that I had. And now my son, who's almost 18, has it too. And it's really wreaking havoc on our lives and causing a lot of pain, vision issues, anxiety, arthritis, and we could use a miracle. We have to be on a restrictive diet to help get this toxin out of our body and just with time. But my son's leaving for college in less than a year, and I'm praying that God can rid us of this vitamin in our body.
Yeah, absolutely. I put you and the children all in the prayer book. Real quick question: are you guys Catholic?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Are the three of you, you and your son and daughter, are you guys praying together? The three of you together.
No, we have not been. We pray. Okay. I pray individually when I tuck the kids into bed, but not together, the three of us.
Yeah.
Apart from meals.
Right. Like grace before meals. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Get you guys together. Okay. Because you're all in the same house, right? You're all in the same house.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Correct.
Get your kids together. Hold hands, and pray together. Pray together. Get some holy water. You can light a candle. You can do whatever you want to do to make it very, very sacred, very, very special. But pray together. Doesn't have to be long. It does not have to be long. It has to be even just one Hail Mary. I'm not joking. One Hail Mary. But all of you say it very slowly, very intentionally, very focused. One prayer, 1 minute, do it together, okay? Where two or more are gathered, he is present. There's strength in that. You have the same need. You have the same intention, the same request. You do it together. So join forces with your kids. And ask the kids and yourself if any inspiration comes to you through these prayers, if any saint comes to you, if something's coming to you during these prayers, if that particular saint is coming to mind, ask that saint to step in the next night you pray. You got to trust me on it. There's more to say on this, but since you all three of you are it's happening together, there's strength for all three of you to group up.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, keep us posted, please. And we've got the Take Two family praying. Yes, thank you. Okay, we've got a text coming in. It says, Debbie, please pray for the absolute clarity towards convalidating my marriage or not and softening my husband's heart to follow Catholicism. Absolutely. We've got you in the prayer book. Yes, absolutely. I'm going to star that one because we are praying for that convalidation and a softening of your husband's heart. Absolutely. Okay, let's get to Wanda. Wanda's in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and is waiting so patiently most of the show, I believe. Oh, hello, Wanda, and Sirius XM 130. You go right ahead.
Yes. Yes. Hello.
Yes. You're on the air. Yep. Go ahead.
Hi. Hello. Mm-hmm. Hello. Mm-hmm. Hi. Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, perfectly. Go right ahead.
Okay. Yes, I am requesting prayers for my son, Brandon. He has stage 4 colorectal cancer, and my daughter was diagnosed with stage 1 colorectal cancer, but she is in remission now, thank God. Mm-hmm. And but Brandon, he was diagnosed back in 2021, and he was in remission almost, not quite 2 years, and it came back, and so we've been fighting ever since, and we have him in a clinical trial, and we just want prayers that he responds to this. It's a wonderful trial, and it stimulates his natural killer cells to attack the tumor. He's had 2 injections so far. We have not seen any results. However, his last scan was stable, which was we considered a miracle. So we're praying that that his body responds, that the natural killer cells can attack the tumor and get him in remission.
Right. Where is Brandon at with his faith life, Wanda?
He's very he's deep in his faith. He believes that he has the mindset. He believes that God is going to heal him.
Okay. Is he Catholic?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, stage 4 cancer that he has is very serious. We know that, but he's got he's in these trials, these clinical trials. He's in this treatment. So we need to have him surrounded by angels and saints. Okay. So please, folks, remember Brandon, he needs all of heaven to be around him as he's getting through this and fighting this. And he needs to keep up his faith. It sounds like he's got that part covered. So we will definitely pray. And Wanda, I've got the rest of your personal intentions in the prayer book. Anything that you might have in your heart, I put that in the book. Mary in Iowa, I'm so sorry I'm not going to get to you, but it's for Jay, who he's 12 and has a major disease. I've got that in the prayer book. Sorry, you guys. I wish I could get to more calls, but you hear the music. Thank you to the show team today. Rich, Ace, Pedro, Matt, you did a great job. Wow. Now, everybody, keep praying, okay? We believe in miracles, the power of prayer. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.